This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine's president says a recent attack on Desna killed 87 people. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has the story.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says an attack by Russian forces on the town of Desna last week resulted in 87 deaths. In his nightly video address Monday, Zelensky said the deaths and destruction in Desna was caused by only four missiles. According to Zelensky, since February 24th, Russian forces have launched 1,474 missile strikes on Ukraine, with the vast majority hitting civilian targets. At the United Nations Monday, the United States and Britain accused Russia of spreading disinformation about the war online, while Russia's ambassador accused the U.S. and Britain of building a cyber totalitarianism. I'm Mike Gracia.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told world leaders and business executives at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Monday that they face a turning point following Russia's invasion of his country and that it's time to ratchet up sanctions against Moscow. Ukraine's president addressed the delegates by video link from Kyiv. He demanded maximum sanctions on Russia. The head of the United Nations World Food Program, David Beasley, warned of a global food crisis unless Russia ended its blockade of Ukraine's Black Sea ports. And U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said Monday that about 20 countries are sending new security assistance packages for Ukraine. After concluding the second meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group, Austin told reporters that many countries are donating critically needed artillery, ammunition, coastal defense systems, tanks, and other armored vehicles. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is meeting Tuesday with world leaders from an informal alliance known as the Quad, made up of the United States, Japan, India, and Australia. The regional grouping is widely seen as an attempt to contain China. The summit in Tokyo is our leaders' second in-person meeting in less than a year. They are expected to discuss a range of issues, including increasing economic cooperation in Asia, as well as responding to Russia's war in Ukraine. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said international food security would be another topic up for discussion. After more than 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic, the Biden administration is warning that many of the United States healthcare workers are burned out. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
We all have it. We all are burned out. We all know what it looks like.
As they spoke with doctors and others at Washington's Children's National Hospital, Vice President Harris and Surgeon General Vivek Murthy saw and heard the signs.
They use words like burned out, traumatized.
Murthy's released a report warning if the situation's not addressed, many could quit. A projected 3 million essential low-wage health workers in the next 5 years, nearly 140,000 doctors in 11 years.
We need to do a better job of taking care of you.
Harris told workers the administration's calling for new investments and steps to protect their mental well-being, including more counseling and worker safety. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The FBI says there were 61 active shooter incidents in the United States last year, an increase of more than 50% from 2020 and more than twice as many as 5 years ago. In a report released Monday, the FBI said the shootings in 2021 left 103 people dead and 140 wounded. That's excluding the gunman. The FBI defines an active shooter as one or more persons actively engaged in killing or attempting to kill people in a populated area. An active shooter attack is not to be confused with a mass shooting, which is typically defined as a shooting that involves four or more victims and can take place in public or private areas. The FBI said its active shooter data for the past 5 years show an upward trend. The increase in school attacks and other mass shootings in recent years has fueled a national debate over solutions, from limiting access to guns to early intervention to stop would-be shooters. Recapping our top story this hour, Ukraine's president said a recent attack on Desna killed 87 people. We'll have more on that story in upcoming hours, and you can find more at our website, voanews.com. Marissa Melton.